Medieval History, 7th grade, Tuesday, April 28th. History Unit, 10th to 12th century church reform and controversy. Lesson 1, the Abbey or Monastery of Cluny and Cluniac Reform. Lesson 1, Socratic Question. Keep this question in mind as you study this lesson. How did Cenobitic monasticism become corrupted during the latter half of the 9th century? The 800s. How did the Cluniac movement help stimulate the reform of Benedictine monasticism? Objective. Be able to do this by the end of this lesson. Number 1. How was the monastery at Cluny able to remain uncorrupted from outside influences? Number 2. How did Cluny serve to strengthen other Benedictine monastic communities? Cluny Abbey. A. In the early 10th century, Western monasticism, which had flourished several centuries earlier with St. Benedict of Nursia, 480 to 547 AD, was experiencing a severe decline due to unstable political and social conditions resulting from the nearly continuous Viking raids, widespread poverty, and especially the dependence of abbeys on the local nobles who controlled all that belonged to the territories under their jurisdiction. B. During the invasions and civil wars of the latter half of the 9th century, many of the monasteries of Western Europe had fallen under the control of corrupt laymen, both words, who used them mainly to satisfy their greed or ambition. And in consequence, by the time that Cluny was founded, the standard of monastic life and service had been seriously impaired. The monks had grown worldly. Their religious formation and education was neglected, and religious services had become empty formalities. Powerful nobles used their positions of advantage to influence, and often to dictate, the election of bishops and abbots, and the men thus elected were likely enough to be unworthy of their offices in both character and ability. C. As such, many of the monastic communities did little to follow the spirit and the law of Benedict's rule. The laws for manual labor, for example, would be relaxed by a community. Too often, such relaxation was but a pretext for the indulgence of idleness or vice. The disrepute into which such tendencies brought the monastics in the 10th and 11th centuries gave rise to numerous attempts to revive the primitive Benedictine discipline, the most notable of which was the so-called Cluniac movement. D. The monastery of Cluny, on the borders of Aquitaine and Burgundy, was established under the terms of a charter issued by William the Pious, Duke of Aquitaine and Count of Auvergne, September 11, 910 AD. The conditions of its foundation, set forth in the text of the charter given below for tomorrow, were in many ways typical. The history of the monastery was, however, quite exceptional. The charter of the Cluny Monastery expressly provided that the abbot should be chosen by canonical election, i.e., by a vote of the monks, and without any sort of outside interference. The life of the monastery was to be regulated by the Benedictine rule, though with rather less stress on manual labor and rather more on religious services and literary employment. Cluny, indeed, soon came to be one of the principal centers of learning in Western Europe, as well as perhaps the greatest administrator of charity, alms for the poor, and the like. E. Another notable achievement of Cluny was the building up of the so-called Congregation of Cluny. Hitherto, it had been customary for monasteries to be entirely independent of one another, even when founded by monks sent out from a parent establishment. Cluny, however, kept under the control of her own abbot all monasteries founded by her agents, and made the abbots of these monasteries directly responsible to him. Many outside abbeys were drawn into the new system, so that, by the middle of the 12th century, the Cluny congregation was comprised of more than 2,000 monasteries, all working harmoniously under a single abbot general. The majority of these were in France, But there were many also in Spain, Italy, Poland, Germany, and England. It was the Cluny monks who gave the Pope his chief support in the struggle to free the Church from lay investiture and simony, both explained on pages 11 and 12, and to enforce the ideal of a celibate clergy. This movement for reform may properly be said, indeed, to have originated with the Cluniacs and to have been taken up only later by the popes, chiefly by Pope Gregory VII. By the end of the 11th century, Cluniac discipline had begun to grow lax, and conditions were gradually shaped for another wave of monastic reforms, which came with the establishment of the Cartusians in 1084 and of the Cistercians in 1098. Number 1. According to the charter of the Cluny Monastery, and in line with the rule of St. Benedict, who chooses the abbot? Found in letter D. Number 2. What sorts of outside intervention, who, had grown accustomed to choosing abbots in other monasteries? Found in letter B. Number 3. What was the congregation of Cluny? How many Benedictine monasteries were part of it? Letter E. Number 4. Who was the person in charge of the congregation of Cluny? In which countries were some of these Benedictine monasteries found? Letter E. This concludes the material for Tuesday, April 28th.